Air your lawn straight by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
Good Saturday morning. We said we'd go to the calls, and we will, with an open line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Just being on air with Mr. Harper for a lot of years, I know live Southern Oak is one of your favorite trees when it's talking shade. I know you really like the desert, Palo Verde and mesquites and ironwood. Mr. Eisenhower, as a tree trimmer and arborist, what's your favorite tree?
You know, I love Chinese elms. They are one of my favorite trees. They're deciduous. They can handle the frost, and they just are the most elegant tree. They've got that jigsaw puzzle bark, beautiful dark green leaves that contrast with the lighter colored bark. I just like them in a lot of ways.
I'd have to agree. They're definitely in my top five.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Randy in Tucson. Good morning, sir. How can we help you?
I planted an orange tree about 8 or 10 years ago, and the first couple years it produced, you know, large, delicious oranges, not very many. But after that big freeze we had 3 years or so ago, the tree has grown substantially, and now it's producing oranges that are tiny, about 2 inches in diameter, and hundreds of them, and they're totally inedible. They're so bitter, the birds won't even touch them. Any ideas?
Well, my best guess, Randy, is what happened is the top or the desirable variety froze, perhaps, and has been taken over by the rootstock, which is probably some type of sour orange. So you have this sour fruit. The skin probably is a little rougher looking, and they produce very heavily, and that has come on from the bottom or below the graft of the tree. Citrus trees are grafted. They take a navel orange and graft it onto, you know, a sour orange rootstock to get the benefit of the vigorousness of the rootstock and then the desirability of the navel fruit. When that happens, when you get a hard freeze, especially in Tucson, which is colder than Phoenix by quite a bit, that's more than likely what happened. And now, so you're left with whatever the rootstock is, which is generally, you know, an undesirable type fruit.
Can he trim it back down far enough and hope for something else to come out, or that bottom stock is
well,
there?
Well, if there is still some above the graft that is still alive, and there might be, it might be buried in there with this, all these shoots, which we call suckers, a lot of times have come up off of the graft, then there might be some desirable fruit buried in there that he just did. It can't compete, and maybe. You know, you can just kind of find those branches, find where they originate. Generally, they're all going to originate from the ground or even below ground sometimes, coming off the rootstock. Remove those and see what's left that's alive. The problem with that sometimes is they're also shading then the interior of the tree. You remove all that, and what's left has been so weakened, and then it sunburns because you've removed all the shade from it. So it may be that he's going to be a candidate for a new tree. But that's the first place to start. Prune all the undesirable sucker growth off, the rootstock growth off, and see what's left.
1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE-4U as we move to Dawn and Peoria. Good morning, ma'am.
Dawn.
She's coming.
Hello.
We have – go ahead.
Hi. I have a question. My 12-year-old is talking me into buying these fruit trees. And the root of it is in a bag, and he wants to plant it in a pot instead of in the ground. And so I would like to know the do's and don'ts before I guide him. Or if he can give me some tips.
Well, if they are dwarf varieties, then they might likely do very well in pots for a long period of time, forever. If they're standard varieties, then that would be a short-term solution. I don't know that you could keep a standard peach or plum or apricot in a container for very long You could. You just would have to get a pretty good size container to do it in, something larger than perhaps a wine barrel or whiskey barrel size. So, yes, the answer is yes, and for how long, it would depend on the type. If it's a genetic dwarf, or a miniature-sized tree, they make great patio trees. And you mentioned how pretty they bloom. And, you know, if you have those sitting in a patio situation in a cool planter or a whiskey barrel or something like that with these pink, and then you go out there and pick little fruit off of them, they're really cool. And they make a great patio plant, but it needs to be the dwarf variety to do that.
Now, we mentioned dwarf versus regular, grafted versus maybe from seed. How can someone tell the difference? I mean, it seems pretty hard to find something that's not either one of those.
Well, most, if not all, fruit trees are going to be grafted just because it's just way more successful and they're way more vigorous to have it grafted than trying to grow it on its own root. And when you try and grow those from seed, then you'd never know what you're going to get, you know, because of the seed, you know, has been cross-pollinated and all those types of things. So you may or may not even get the variety that you want. So generally all fruit trees, whether they're a deciduous fruit tree like a peach, apricot, or plum, or a citrus, are all grafted or budded onto a vigorous, you know, type of rootstock. And then to get a dwarfing action, it's almost the opposite. They take a rootstock that is less vigorous, that will keep the tree smaller, and graft a navel orange or a peach onto a dwarfing rootstock. So it holds the plant back, so to speak, and keeps it smaller. So that's how they get the different sizes. But I don't know of any that are being grown on their own rootstock.
1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you. We're in the garden with John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery and John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service. We've been talking a lot about trees and frost removal, but you mentioned earlier it's a great time for planting deciduous. It's also a great garden planting time. What, looking at the list of seeds that are available for a fruit garden?
Well, just about all of you're starting into what we call the summer or warm season gardens. And those are the vegetables that we eat. We pick a fruit off of it and eat it. So tomatoes, peppers, squash, melons, cucumbers, those types of things, eggplant. Those are the types of vegetables that our vegetable gardens are now switching over to go into the spring and summer months, as opposed to leafy things and root things that are our winter vegetables.
Now, we have some butterleaf lettuce that has come up, and it's going over and coming, but we're gonna cut for a break. We'll be back right after this.